This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
It's 5:05, Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. It's been a fun show today. Got a chance to talk to Billy Thomas just a couple of minutes ago. Earlier, we caught up with Ben McLemore. Both those guys are going to be in town for the Roundball Classic. And that's the other thing when talking about the greatest shooters in KU history. Like, if you only play 1 year, you're automatically not going to be eligible. And if Ben McLemore would have stuck around for three more years, you better believe his numbers would have been amongst the greatest to ever play at KU. But that's kind of how it works. Like, Brandon, here's the thing nobody ever brings up. If Brandon Rush would have stuck around for his senior year, I think it would be almost unequivocal that he would be one of the greatest shooters here because his numbers are great. He just didn't have the sample size, only playing for 3 years.
Yeah, he might also go down as maybe the best small forward because you have Paul Pierce probably as the best small forward all time in Kansas. It might be Brandon Rush if he stays for a fourth year.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys. I mean, Mario Chalmers would be up there, too, if he would have stayed for 4 years. Brandon Green, maybe, if he could have found a way onto the court a little more often. But you know what? That's neither here nor there. I want to do this KU players pickup draft. So this is a glorified pickup game. What's happening? It is a pickup game. What's happening because, well, it's just a game. It's a single exhibition game on Thursday, and now it's all benefiting a tremendous cause. But it is a great pickup game. Now, a lot of great Jayhawks coming back. Not all of them, but a lot of really great ones are going to be back in attendance on Thursday. I want to do a pickup player draft, Derek. You and I, head-to-head, mano-a-mano, let's find out who can assemble the best team for a pickup game. Now, I think it's important to clarify that it's a pickup game because pickup games are a little bit different. As you know, we talked to Matt Tate earlier, and the first name that came to mind for him is Tyshawn Taylor. If you were starting a five-man team for an entire season, Tyshawn probably wouldn't be your starting point guard. But if you're talking about a pickup game, he seems to be the kind of guy that would thrive in that sort of a setting. We know what pickup games are. It's not intense defense. You're not running a ton of sets. You know, pick and rolls, maybe a little bit. But it's going to be a lot of isolation, three-point shooting, fast break, passing, dunking, lots of scoring. So with that being said, is there anything else I need to clarify for this game? You can construct your roster however you see fit. You want to put two point guards on there? That's fine. You want to put five point guards out there? That's fine. Whatever you want to do is on the table. Is there anything else we should signify?
No, we're going to do a serpentine draft, correct?
I think that would be most effective, yes.
I have a coin. Do you want to flip for the... I'll let you call it. Heads or tails for the first pick.
I'll call it in the air.
Okay.
Flip it. Tails. Did you catch it?
I did. We got heads.
All right, so...
No, I will take the first pick.
Now, okay, that's fine. I don't know. I was trying to find a way I could still get the first
pick. I'll tell you what. You can have the first pick.
No, I don't want it. I want back-to-back picks. So, you've got this.
All right, I'm gonna kind of go... not necessarily... what you were talking about with the pickup game style, just with this pick. But with this guy, I think it transcends that Will Chamberlain. Who's going to stop him down low in the post? He's going to get me all the rebounds. He's going to at least affect your shots. He's going to block your shots. And I think he has a little bit better of a pickup game than you would imagine. I mean, this is a guy who he ran like a 40-something second 400. He's a really fast player. There's video of him running up and down the court faster than guards. So, I mean, I think he's going to be a great pick, and I feel comfortable whatever happens after Will.
Okay, that's fine. And I thought you were going to go there, and I'm glad you were going to go there because with my first overall pick, I get the guy I would have taken if I had the first overall pick, and that's Paul Pierce. You want a pickup game? That dude could play on any court in America. That he's just perfect for that. Like, he's the type of guy where, when you see all these super teams being formed across the league, the thing with Paul Pierce at his prime, he would have fit on every single team. Like, no matter who you put around him. Like, the first year of LeBron James and Kevin Love, they were kind of trying to figure out how Love fit in with that? How does Kyrie Irving fit being a ball-dominant point guard? Paul Pierce is the kind of guy who would fit into any sort of system. He can play on the ball. He can play off the ball. He can shoot it. He can drive. He's not the quickest guy in the world, but he's really tough to guard. Paul Pierce is my number one pick. And since I get back-to-backers, my next pick, I have to do this pick, and he's deserving of it, but it's almost a defensive pick just so you can't take him too. You know what? Actually, no. I'm not.
Make up your mind.
Give me Danny Manning.
Okay.
Give me Danny Manning. Give me a healthy Danny Manning. And I like what Billy Thomas said. You know, he's a smart player. He's smart. He's going to fit in any setting. Plays with his head. He's playing chess. You're playing checkers sort of deal. Now, I wanted to go more athletic, but Danny was, you know, the best player in the country.
Okay.
One of the best players in the country for 3 years. So I'll take Danny second overall. So I got Pierce and Danny.
Okay, so I got back-to-backers here. I'm going to get a little athletic. I'm going to go with Josh Jackson.
That pisses me off.
Was that the guy you were going to take?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you didn't. So we got Josh Jackson there, and I think he's great for pickup because he can do everything, right? He can defend. He can pass. He can drive. He's going to throw down some highlight dunks. And I'm going to actually play small because I have Will Chamberlain down low. So it's not a big deal if I put Josh Jackson at the four. So I'm going to have a really athletic team and add Andrew Wiggins.
Okay. That's a pretty athletic little wing combo there you've got between Wiggins and Jackson. Inexperienced, but athletic. And I'm going to tell you what, man. If you want to go the inexperienced route, that's fine because I'm going to crush you for it. So now I get back-to-back picks. And so far on my team, I have the greatest wing in Kansas basketball history, and the greatest big man, or the greatest forward, greatest power forward. These guys, again, he stuck around for 4 years, so that counts for something. So I got Pierce and Danny, and I got back-to-back picks. Now, do I want to play Danny at the five? Do I want to make Danny my center, or
play him at the two?
Do I want to slide him
experiment?
Yes, I want to make him point forward and have him handle the ball and distribute. No, I don't know here. So, the big fives that are still left on the board, Clyde, Cole, and Withy. And then you've got some tweeners, and Drew Gooden and Nick Collison. They could play either one of them for you.
Really don't have a wrong answer there.
Rafe LaFrance is on there as well. But since I went fundamentals. I went pure skill with Danny Manning. Not the most athletic dude in the world, but probably the most skilled player that you could possibly pick from. So instead of continuing to bide time here, I need a pickup point guard. And my pickup point guard is going to be Sharon Collins.
Really?
Yes, he is. I know you want to say, well, what about Jacques Vaughn? Well, what about Frank Mason? What about Mario Chalmers? What about Tyshawn Taylor, Kirk Heinrich? There's a lot of great ones, but I'm telling you, this is a pickup game, so I want Sharon Collins. I think he's perfect for that type of setting. So I got my point guard, I got my three, and I've got my power forward. So I'm going to do two power forwards in the front court, and I'm going to put in Drew Gooden next to Danny Manning. Now, I thought about going Rafe there, but between Rafe and Danny, you've got a lot of skill, not a ton of athleticism. I'm going to go with the athleticism route and pick up Drew Gooden. And talk about rebounding machines right there.
Yeah.
Between Danny and Drew Gooden.
Didn't average as many rebounds combined as Wilt probably, though. So
probably not. So you got your final two picks here.
Yeah, so I need shooting. I have all the athleticism you could want. Wiggins and Josh Jackson. I need two guards and I need shooting. I mean, you took Sharon Collins.
You already have two guards.
Well, whatever. Just lay off. All right, I'm taking Frank Mason because you, for some reason, took Sharon Collins over him. It's a pickup game. Everybody compared Frank Mason to Sharon Collins. They're similar players. Frank Mason's better at it. I'm taking Frank Mason.
Frank Mason's better at it because he had one season. Because Frank did it for one season.
I mean, he was still all Big 12.
I mean, Sharon was the best player on this team for two years.
I'll pick my team my way.
He was a premier player on a national championship team.
Hold on. This is a five-on-five pickup. This isn't an accolade show. This isn't an award show.
Okay, well, then if that's the case, then I think I win hands down if it's not an accolade show. Because, I mean, you want to compare the body of work. Sharon Collins had a better 4 years than Frank Mason
sure,
did.
But
Frank Mason
playing,
had a better 1 year
if they're
than
playing
Sharon
pick up 5-on-5, those 4 years don't matter. It's what happens there because we're picking them in their prime. We're picking them their best year.
Frank Mason is going to be dwarfed on your team is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. And I'm going to take Mario Chalmers. He gives me shooting. He gives me defense. That's what I really care about. Want that defensive guard out there. I think he helps me out a lot, and he gives me clutch shooting as well.
All right, so I need a two guard to fill out my lineup, or I could go a second point guard. So you took Mario and you took Frank, so I could go. And here's the thing. If we're going to put this up to a vote, I could easily pick Darnell Valentine, and it would be the right choice. But you know what? I wouldn't win because the people on Twitter aren't familiar with Darnell Valentine because they don't watch his YouTube mixtapes. So I can't do that if I'm looking to win the vote. If I'm looking to win the popular vote, I can't make the right decision. I have to make a decision based off what I think the perception of it will be, and I don't think that's a right way to operate. But I know there are people who are listening right now who are saying, do it, Nick. Do the right thing and pick Darnell Valentine. Do the right thing and pick another guy. Or pick. I could pick somebody who I know would win. I could pick Ben McLemore. People would love the Ben McLemore pick. I could take Brandon Rush. They'd love it. But you know what? I'm not taking any of those guys. I'm taking a guy. The only player on this list, on any list that you want to come up with, who has his jersey retired for one of the most prestigious college basketball programs of all time and has his jersey retired for one of the most prestigious NBA franchises of all time, All-American, NBA Finals MVP. Give me JoJo White.
Can't argue with that.
Has his jersey retired in Allen Fieldhouse, has his jersey retired for the Boston Celtics, Finals MVP, fill out my two guard. It's not going to win the popular vote. It's not the sexy pick, but I'm telling you, I'm taking you down. So give me the teams. Give me the matchups here.
Yeah, so we got, for your roster, I'm guessing Sharon Collins is your point, JoJo White at the two. You got Paul Pierce as a wing, and then your bigs, you got Danny Manning and Drew Gooden. My team, got Frank Mason, Mario Chalmers, whoever wants to handle the ball can. And then Andrew Wiggins, Josh Jackson. I'm playing small ball, but athletic small ball, and then you got Wilt Chamberlain, the GOAT.
Yeah, you know what, man? There are a lot of good players we left off this list. Some greats. No Jacques Vaughn. No Rafe LaFrentz. No Clyde Lavelle. Clyde would be great because he's the only one on this roster who could guard Wilt.
Yeah.
And he would just do it by elbowing him in the mouth. Like, he did that. Like, that's a real thing that happened in the NBA. Clyde Lavelle popped Wilt Chamberlain in the mouth because that's the type of game they played back then. So maybe I should have got old school for old school.
Well, and there's some interesting names on here who you don't know how they're going to translate to a pickup game. Like, Aaron Miles would be a great one for a facilitator, for a guy who's going to be a really good passer. Even Jacques Vaughn in that category. But I don't know that we're looking for a facilitator if we're playing a pickup game. And, I mean, look at some other guys who are really talented, like a Joel Embiid. How well does he fit in a pickup game?
Probably pretty well.
You would think so, because he's a good shooter.
No JoJo, huh? Man, maybe.
You did get one JoJo.
I got one JoJo. I'm kind of thinking maybe I should have went for two. Well, that's our draft. Put it up on Twitter. See what the people think. He's Derek Johnson. I'm Nick Schwartz. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Up next, it is time for your Tuesday news break.